It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. For many of us, mosquitoes are one of the more annoying parts of summer. Isn't it just the worst when you get home after a beautiful summer barbecue, only to find yourself covered with itchy pink welts from where these bugs snacked on your blood? In some cases, mosquitoes can also carry dangerous diseases, like the West Nile virus, Zika, and malaria. Scientists with the World Mosquito Program, funded by the Gates Foundation, are even trying to find ways to reduce the population of some of these dangerous mosquitoes. But at least one scientist says there is some value in these little bloodsuckers. Brad Hyatt, an entomologist at Audubon Insectarium, joined Scoot out of Odyssey Station WWL in New Orleans this week to plead their case.
So what's the case for us not wanting to kill every mosquito we see and just hate the mosquito in general? The mosquito's got a bad image in our society.
They most certainly do. And I mean, it's for a good reason that throughout human history, mosquitoes have been one of the biggest forces that have caused issues for humans. I mean, they're the reason armies didn't conquer one area because the mosquitoes bit them, and the diseases they carry killed most everybody. In New Orleans, yellow fever almost made it a ghost town. 1 in 3 people were dying of yellow fever. So of course, mosquitoes have had such an impact on humans that, and no one likes getting bit by them, that, it makes sense why everyone hates them, right?
Well, Brad, here's what I want to know. The mosquito gets the yellow fever blood and it gives it to us. Why doesn't yellow fever kill the mosquito?
So for any of the diseases that use mosquitoes as a vector, as we call it, the viruses and parasites in regards to malaria, they infect the mosquito's body itself. So in a way, you can think of it, the mosquito is ill from it, but it doesn't kill the mosquito. And so when they inject that saliva back into someone, that's when someone will get inoculated with whatever illness they're carrying.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad, you're an entomologist. You're at the Audubon mm-hmm. Insectarium. And be honest with me. Do you hate mosquitoes?
So I don't hate mosquitoes. Actually, mosquitoes are what got me interested in entomology. When I was taking an entomology class in college, I was learning about how mosquitoes find people, through smell. They're really good at it. And we're always putting out this plume of smell, and mosquitoes can tap into it to find us really effectively. That's actually what happens with bug repellent. It's not really repelling the mosquito. It's more like an invisibility cloak. You're hiding your smell. The mosquito needs to smell you to register you as a blood meal. But anyway, I was just learning all about it, and I just was like, how fascinating. This is what I want to do with my life, is be an entomologist.
Really?
And my first experiences with entomology were studying mosquitoes. I don't like when mosquitoes are biting me, but I do enjoy studying them. There's a lot of different species out there. They come in all sorts of sizes and colors. So they're actually very pretty mosquitoes once you get them under a microscope and see very vibrant colors. And mosquitoes feed on all sorts of animals. So there's, the ones that feed on humans, but there's a lot of other species that will feed on really anything that has blood that they can get to. There might be a mosquito feeding on it.
All right, well, Brad, what is the purpose of the mosquito? I mean, everything is supposed to like have a purpose in life. So where does the mosquito fit in a positive way to the ecosystem?
Well, so mosquitoes are food for a lot of things. So the larvae live in water, and in many ecosystems in the water, a lot of animals rely on the mosquitoes for a food source. There's a lot of animals that will feed on the adults while the adults are flying around, right? So, like in a way, the mosquitoes themselves, like, what is their purpose? Well, I mean, their purpose is to find mates, lay eggs, continue their genetics, right? And they fit this very particular role really well. And unfortunately, we're kind of in the short end of the stick there. But that doesn't mean they don't necessarily have no purpose or if we got rid of all mosquitoes, what would happen? Well, I'd be more worried about what would take their place because there's a new niche that has just opened up. There's other biting flies and other things that feed on, human blood.
Let's feed the biting flies, let's give them food to survive.
In addition to mosquito bites, another risk of summer vacation is potentially getting your phone, laptop, or tablet hacked. Free hotel Wi-Fi might seem like a great perk, but it comes with risks. Microsoft even warned people not to log on to these public Wi-Fi options. Journalist Jim Ryan with ABC joined a new morning out of Odyssey station WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo this week with the details.
Microsoft issuing an urgent alert to guests of hotels and motels with a warning all about connecting to Wi-Fi. All right, Jim, what do we need to know?
Hey, Brian. Yeah, I think people are fairly cautious now. They've heard about the threat posed in coffee shops and restaurants, places you go in and you sit down and open up your laptop and jump onto their free Wi-Fi network. It's convenient. It's easy. It's free. But now Microsoft is warning about something called Captive Crunch, which has been linked to Russian state-sponsored hackers, a group called Midnight Blizzard, or otherwise known as Cozy Bear. So, I mean, the names are all kind of weird and they're sort of funky, but it all leads back to this Russian state-sponsored group, according to Microsoft. Now, Microsoft knew about this way back in May, but is only now making this known publicly, letting people know that, when you check into a motel or a hotel or use the public Wi-Fi at an airport or a convention center, any place like that, consider it like a coffee shop. Just be very cautious about using that. You could be opening yourself up to hackers who are clear around the world, Brian.
Wow. Captive Crunch, I think I had that for breakfast. Midnight Wizard, you can buy that in the new store around the corner that used to be a bank. But Jim, no, this is very serious. But you said people are aware to be cautious. And, I am too, I guess. You don't want to connect to everyone's Wi-Fi necessarily. The coffee shop, you've heard it before, like, you connect to this Wi-Fi, a hacker can get you or whatever. But nobody really knows, what that caution is. Like, if you're in a hotel, it's not quite like a coffee shop or some store where, all right, you can not connect to the Wi-Fi. You don't need to be connected right now. A lot of times you're doing work or something like that in a hotel or a motel where you'd want to be on the Wi-Fi, and you're wondering, well, how do I protect myself?
Well, right, yeah. Well, don't use it. You know, but that's what Microsoft is saying, is that, you know, you check in there. And you're right. I think that you're paying for a room there. And so there's some expectation of privacy, but I don't know. And you don't have that expectation when you walk into a coffee shop, buy a cup, and sit down. And so, yeah, the best thing to do is just, you know, tether to your phone. Use your phone as your personal Wi-Fi hotspot and use that. And you should be okay. And it's difficult in some places, and deep in a convention center where the reception may not be very good. But yeah, that's the best way to avoid this whole thing. Barring that, if you do use a hotel or a motel or a convention center Wi-Fi network, if it asks you for a lot of extra steps or extra credentials to get onto that network, then that could be one tip-off that somebody's trying to hack into your device.
Don't give away personal information to connect to the Wi-Fi. That's probably a pretty good tip. And how do you get around it, Jim? If you're ever traveling, do you just stay away from it totally? Is there something else you use?
Well, I've got a personal, you know, a Wi-Fi hotspot. It's about 10 years old, but it still works great. It's an old AT&T Wi-Fi hotspot. I'm not even sure who pays for it anymore, but you can use that or use the phone. Use the phone to connect. You know, it's easy enough to go into the settings, turn on your personal Wi-Fi hotspot, and use the phone. And it's just about as quick as you'd want from that free Wi-Fi network. So, yeah, I think that may be the best thing to do, is just to avoid it altogether.
Yeah, I used to have one from work here, and I did know who paid for it. It wasn't me.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, Scoot out of WWL in New Orleans, and A New Morning out of WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.